The University of Jamestown volleyball team swept Valley City State last night, 25-14, 26-24, and 25-18. Ellendale's Isabel Weedle led the Jimmies with 10 kills, and Taylor Sabadash of Kensal added 8. Jamestown is back at action Friday against Mount Marty in GPAC play. The latest 9-man and Class A football polls came out last night, and we'll start in 9-man, where New Rockford Cheyenne still number 1, getting 16 of 18 first-place votes. Cavalier at number 2, Finley Sharon Hope Page at 3, Lynn Hazleton Moffitt Braddock 4. All four of those teams remain unbeaten, and then Ray Powers Lake comes in at number 5. Other teams receiving votes, Mayport CG, Kidder County, Central McLean, and Grant County Flasher. In Class A, Langdon Edmore Munich still the unanimous number 1, getting all 18 first-place votes. Velva's 2, Lisbon's 3. Bowman County in the 4 spot, and Oaks rounds out the top 5. Others receiving votes, Bishop Ryan and Shiloh Christian. We have just one volleyball match on the air for you tonight. It's on KQLX 106.1 FM. It's Lisbon at Maple Valley. Obviously, at this point, that remains weather-dependent. We will keep our broadcast schedule on NewsDakota.com updated with the latest information pending postponements. University of Jamestown women's wrestling coach Shauna Kemp will be competing in Qatar representing the United States at the World Beach Games next week. Kemp will compete in the wrestling championship, which begins Tuesday in the 60-kilogram division. Wrestling is one of the 17 disciplines that will be featured at the inaugural Beach Games, which are sanctioned by the Association of the National Olympic Committees. The St. Louis Cardinals and the Washington Nationals will meet in the National League Championship Series after both teams won Game 5 last night. St. Louis 13-1 over Atlanta, and the Nats 7-3 in 10 innings over L.A. For more news and sports, check out NewsDakota.com.